Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. I think it's, you know what? I want to come in here today and I want to do a little fresh hate. It's been a while since I've given out a little fresh hate. And I think sometimes that, you know, it's okay to admit when you are hating on someone else. Because not all hate is like, it comes from a place of like, not all hate comes from a place of, oh, I don't want to see you doing well. It's just more... It's really more like, dang, you know, like you don't necessarily wish that, you know, that person that you know doesn't get a raise, doesn't get a promotion, but in your mind you're thinking like, but why him? Like you ever been up for a job and you didn't get the job and somebody else got the job and you go, now, that's cool. That's good for him. But, you know, I'm here. That's hate. But it's not like hate as in you don't want to see that person get a job. You want to see that person do badly. It's just more of you thought you might be a better choice. Right? So I'm looking at all of these NBA contracts and I'm looking at the money getting thrown around to people. And I'm just in my mind going, you couldn't have spent that money any better. Like I know that the NBA insiders will tell you how important Draymond Green is to Golden State. And if we're being honest about it, Draymond Green is smart. He did the Warriors a solid. Because he was owed a lot of money, right? He was owed a lot of money. And so he, not opting in for his final season, meant that he is going to lose money next year. Well, not lose money. He's going to make less money next year. But... by not opting in for that final season and then re-signing for $100 million means that over the life of the contract, the next 4 years, I believe it is, and a player option for the fourth year, he's going to make another, what is it, $70 million? So I think he opted out of a contract for 30-something million. Let me look it up real quick. I just want to make sure I'm not... if I'm pocket-watching people, which is what we're doing today, I want to make sure I'm pocket-watching them right. So, Draymond Green opted out of his contract and... it was a $27.6 million, right? He signed for a new contract. He signed for a new contract that's 4 years, $100 million. So he didn't even really take that big of a pay cut. He only took a $2 million pay cut. But in that $2 million was able to flip another $73 million. So shout out to Draymond, right? Shout out to him. Business acumen is good. Get your money. But you couldn't have spent $100 million, $25 million a year for a guy who now plays okay defense and can pass well. And is supposedly tough, but I've never really seen him be tough in a basketball game. The only tough thing I ever saw him do wasn't really that tough at all, and that's when he duffed Jordan Poole. Like, $100 million for him? Again, I ain't mad at him. But when you're paying Klay what you're paying Klay, and you're paying Steph what you're paying Steph, and you're playing Wiggins what you're paying Wiggins, it just makes sense to me that you would use that $25 million elsewhere. Let Draymond Green go and find out if somebody else is willing to give him $100 million over 4 years. I contend that Draymond Green is only valuable to the Golden State Warriors, that he is only that level of valuable to Golden State. Why? Because he doesn't put the ball in the cup. We can say all of these different things, but the one thing that we know is that Draymond Green can't shoot. And if I'm playing Draymond Green on defense, I'm sagging into the paint. When he has the ball, I'm sagging off into the paint. I'm making him shoot 9-10 threes. I'm up in his chest. I'm making him have to blow by me. Why? Because his handle isn't all that great. So he doesn't have a great handle. He can't shoot. He's extremely smart. He's really good. He's a really good passer. He understands how to work within an offense. All of those things are true. But that doesn't say $25 million a year to me anymore. Not anymore. But shout out to Draymond. See, that's hate. That's hate. I know it's hate. I know that. It's hate. But it's not me not wanting Draymond to do well or not get his money. It's just me going, you know what I'm on. Y'all might agree out there. Some of y'all do agree. I see you on Twitter. Shout out to Elon Musk for doing whatever the hell he did on Twitter the other day and got everybody all crazy and looking into other apps. I feel like every few months, Elon Musk does something that makes people go out and join another social media app only to then relax and nobody ever talk about the social media app again. I think that's funny. Who else? I'm just going down the list of people who got like ridiculous money. And I was just like, he got what? He did what to who? He got how much? Like, for instance, why would you pay Desmond Bane max money? Like, why is Desmond Bane, I would say a good basketball player, right? But he's not a star. So if the max money is for stars, for people who bring more to the table than just what they do on the court, then why is Desmond Bane getting that kind of money? And again, I'm not saying he shouldn't go and get that money. I'm saying that if you are Memphis, why are you paying Desmond Bane $200+ million after you just paid Ja $200+ million? After you went out and got Marcus Smart, after you traded to bring in you traded to bring in Marcus Smart. Then you went out and you signed Derrick Rose. This is where you have to tell Desmond Bane he can't get the max. Like, sorry, dude, but the max is for people who bring more to the table than just scoring, than just being a good scorer. Like, if you don't bring anything else to the table, to me, if you're getting the max, that says you sell tickets. Nobody's coming to see Desmond Bane. Nobody's out there rocking Desmond Bane jerseys left and right. Not saying they're not rocking them. Just saying that there are not a lot of people rocking Desmond Bane jerseys. I watched the Raw Room. Shout out to the Raw Room. You boys are y'all boys are nice. Y'all need to have me on there one time. Just, you know, shoot the shit. So, but shout out to the Raw Room. They rock with Memphis, right? I've never heard one of them say anything about Desmond Bane when it comes to, like, the success of Memphis. Desmond Bane got a pass when Memphis went MIA versus the Lakers. Everybody was focused on Dillon Brooks. People were focused on Ja. Nobody said a word about Desmond Bane. You just gave that guy $200-plus million. I love the Ball family. I love that everything LeVar Ball said came to fruition. My kids are all going to play in the league. I love it. I love that Lonzo got his money. I think it sucks that he's had the injury situations that he's had. So now we may never see him like reach his full potential. I like LaMelo Ball. I'm not paying LaMelo Ball $200-plus million based off what I've seen. I love that he's getting it. Get your money. These billionaires got it. But wow, that's how you spend the money? I also think it's funny, by the way, that many of y'all are surprised that Dillon Brooks got $80 million. Dillon Brooks has always been really good at basketball. Dillon Brooks didn't come into the league as a role player. Dillon Brooks came into the league believing that he was a star. The problem is Memphis went out and got Ja and got Desmond Bane, and all they do is shoot. So on a team where two people who play guard are shooting the ball all the time, and now I, who am a guard that you're playing as a forward because we're into this small ball in the NBA, I have to now take a backseat to these other two dudes jacking it up. Man, listen, when Memphis said that, hey, he's not coming back, you think Dillon Brooks was mad? Dillon Brooks is going from Memphis to Houston, and it's no diss against Memphis. I love Memphis. I have a great time when I visit Memphis, but it ain't Houston. Ask James Harden. It ain't Houston. The idea that some of y'all thought that Dillon Brooks was not going to get paid, and the fact that he only got $80 million based off what some other people were making, that's a deal. That's a deal. So, like, again, we pocket watching. I'm looking at this free agent tracker. I'm DeMontis Sabonis. Like, I really like DeMontis Sabonis. I really wish that his father would have had the opportunity to play in the NBA longer. Came to the NBA super late. I like DeMontis Sabonis. You gave that man the max. If you're not Jokic, if you're not Embiid, then you can't get the max. So now next year, if he's not scoring dang near 30 a game, because he always rebounds, he's been a good dude on the boards. But if he's not scoring 20 points a game, 18 points a game, 21, 22 points a game, and 12 rebounds, 13 rebounds, that's not max worthy to me. We've seen the blueprint now. It's got to look like Jokic. It's got to look like Embiid. That's a max. So now what we've done with giving out all of this money to these players who are not him, now we've made it easy to identify when you're being overpaid. By the way, they did this to Juwan Howard years ago. Juwan Howard signed a $99 million, $100 million contract. And I remember the thing was that he was the most overpaid player in the league. He was really good. He just was not Chris Webber. He wasn't Kevin Garnett. He wasn't Tim Duncan. And so for him to be making that money, people criticized. When that contract was over and he signed another deal after that, they said that he was the best. It was the best money, best value in the NBA. Why? Because now he was making less than what he was making before, and the value was there. Dylan Brooks making 80. I could argue the Lakers should have gave Dylan Brooks that 80 instead of giving that 80. I mean, or giving the max money that they gave to the guy they gave it to. Right? Like, if you're gonna give Austin Reeves, and again, I don't have anything against Austin Reeves. I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a Lakers fan. So for me, I'm not mad that they gave Austin Reeves a four-year, $56 million contract. Right? I can even say that paying him, you know, what is it, 15 or close to 15, 14, $14 million a year, that's not a bad value. But we're not talking about a 22-23-year-old rookie who came into the league and now is, you know, lighting it up. We're not talking, for all intents and purposes, he is 25. And that means he's 29 by the end of this contract. Right? Now, you might be saying in your head, well, Gene, 29, that's not old. But what if this contract is only good if his trajectory is here, it's up, right? If he does this for the next 4 years, what we've gotten, that's not a, I guess in this new NBA, that's worth $15 million a year. But I don't know if it's worth $15 million a year. I'm not sure. I need to see another year. I need to see more. I like what I saw, but I'm not convinced. I only saw it for a little while. We'll see. The Lakers are convinced. That's all that matters. But I would not have given Austin Reeves all that money based off of what I saw last year. And I watched every Lakers game last year. But again, we're pocket watching. I'm happy Austin Reeves got that money. But should he have gotten that money? I mean, it goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. Some of these contracts, some of the, like Fred Van Fleet getting all that money to go to Houston, where Houston has all of these young high draft picks. Why are you spending this money on Fred Van Fleet? Fred Van Fleet is not the answer. Fred Van Fleet is a good basketball player. He's not a max basketball player. He's not a change your franchise. Like the Heat, the Houston Rockets are now not in the, they're not in the playoffs now because they got Van Fleet and they got Dylan Brooks. No, they're just Toronto. But in the West, where it's a meat grinder. Like, good luck to you. But the pressure's now on when you get $250 million. Well, maybe it's not, right? Because that's the thing. That's what we're figuring out about this generation of basketball player. The money doesn't seem to create pressure for them. What it seems to do is it seems to make them go, oh, well, I don't care if I play well. I already got this guaranteed money. That's different than the way it used to be. The money used to be the pressure that motivated you to play better. But it doesn't seem to be doing that for a lot of these guys. Not every one of them, but a lot of them, especially the younger ones. And maybe Van Fleet, because he comes from a, like, his wasn't like a high draft pick. Maybe that won't be the case with him, but I'm still not paying him that much money. The man I am paying whatever he wants is, you know, Dame Lillard. And Dame Lillard is already making a lot of money. So this isn't about money for him. But after watching all of these teams spend all this money and the Trailblazers not spend the money on people that we could say are getting them closer to winning a championship, Dame Lillard, probably 4 to 5 years too late, said, hey, you know what? Go ahead and trade me, man. Get me on up out of here. Y'all are clearly not trying to win a championship. And at first, when you first heard it, they were like, oh, well, Portland's going to try to accommodate Dame Lillard. And I was like, well, that's only right. He has been your franchise. He's done everything. He's been loyal. This is a Kevin Garnett situation where, hey, I've been loyal. Hey, I've been true. Hey, I've been all of these things, but you still haven't like come through. So now it's time for me to move on and see if I can reach the ultimate objective, which is to win a championship. And then it came out that the Trailblazers were not going to simply just send Dame Lillard to Miami, which is where it seems like he wants to go, that they were open for business. And I went, you shiesty mode, you dirty, you filthy. I know it's business. I know it's business. So before all of you hit me in the mentions, in the comments and all that, and say, well, this is the business, this is what they do, I get it. That don't make it right. That don't make it right. And yes, I know that's not right. That's not appropriate English. But you get the sentiment of the feeling. It's not right. When somebody sacrifices, when somebody is loyal, yes, he's been paid. He paid well for it. But he's been loyal. He's had to watch his best years, his prime years, go out the door with teams who had little to no chance of winning a championship. They took his running mate. They sent him to New Orleans for a box of Snickers. Every time they seemed like they had somebody that might be young and promising and up and coming, what happened to him? They ain't re-signed him. They shipped him off. They haven't had an opportunity to have a bunch of players gel together like Denver has. They haven't had the opportunity to have a bunch of players gel together like Sacramento is doing, like Milwaukee has done, like the Heat have done. Where's the nucleus of players who have been rocking with Dame Lillard? Every time I look up, you send them somewhere else. And now that Dame is like, hey, I get it. Y'all don't want to do this the right way. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to move on. Now you want to tax him? You want to hit him? You want to not like pay it off? Really? That's what you want to do? That's how you want to get down? It's awful. It's pitiful. Let me say what it is. It's pitiful. This is not the way these things are supposed to be done. Get what you can get. Get value for him, but send him where he wants to go. And all you people out there are saying, well, Dame doesn't have any other choice. Yes, he does. You know how much money Dame Lillard has made in his career? Like, you know how much money he's already cleared? I just sat back here and told you guys that the newer generation doesn't seem to like value pressure, right? I just told you that. But if you're talking about what Dame Lillard has made, already. What he's already banked. He has already estimated an earnings of $233 million. $233.7 million. He's already made darn near $250,000. So if you don't think that he could just not play basketball and be good, you're bugging. Now he will, because the next 4 years of his contract, he's going to make another like $210 million. So he's not going anywhere. He's going to figure it out. But he is in no rush to like just roll into wherever that next place is. He could be like, nah, I'm good. Because he's made $250,000 already. That's just on the court. That's not shoe deals. That's not endorsements in other ways. Dame Lillard is set. He's set. So if Portland is smart, if they don't want to screw up the cha-cha, they better go to him and go, hey, maybe if we can't do the Heat, give us a couple other places you'd be all right landing. Give us a couple other places that you would be comfortable landing and we'll make it happen. Because if not, nobody's trading for him. All he has to do is say, yo, if you trade me to Washington, I'm not reporting. What's Washington going to do? Not pay him? Cool. He's got $250,000. He is not beholden to your contracts. This is the business. I know that's what Joe Butno and ISIL say. This is the business, man. Damn your business. This is the reality. He has FU money. So anytime he doesn't want to do what the Blazers want him to do, peace, homie. I got 250 plus M's in the bank, and I know he's taking care of his money. Why? He's not extravagant. He ain't wilding out here in these streets. He's probably made really good investments because he's out there in a place where all of the investments are being done. This is a situation where Portland can either look noble or they can look like shysters. I vote for noble. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. You do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Hey, listen, here's my challenge to you. All of my Twitter fam, all of my YouTube fam, I get tons and tons of views on both of those platforms. But those are essentially free platforms for me. Go over to YouTube at Coach Gene Clemens. Subscribe to the channel. I'm trying to get to 4,000. That's the next goal. I think I'm at 3,300 right now. I'm trying to get to 4,000. I know you're out there. Help your boy out. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel. See all of the stuff that I'm going to be doing. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great football season if you're following my channel. I cover the Giants for Giants Country. You're going to see a lot of content over there from that. I've got some other things with college football in the works that you're not going to want to miss. You're going to want to be around for. Please come along for the ride. Go over, subscribe on the YouTube channel, especially if you guys are like janky on Twitter. You're like, I don't want Twitter no more. Hey, come on over to YouTube. YouTube wants their platform to be what all the other social media platforms are, in addition to everything that they do with video. So come on over. That's at Gene Clemens on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. I really do appreciate it. Till next time, peace.